KFIZ News Time 1040 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios on a Tuesday. It's July 13th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. And so welcome in Fond du Lac County Veteran Service Officer Rick Patton. He joins us once a month to talk about veterans news and topics here in the county. Morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. And you?
We are doing well. It's hey. Another day here in the Fond du Lac area. A marathon show for me, but we are here and we're drinking lots of coffee this morning. So we appreciate you taking some time. It's true. We've all probably been there at some point in our careers, but we appreciate you taking some time to stop by. July is here, and we're going to talk about home loan guarantee program. Before we get to that, remind us how folks can get in touch with you folks at the Veterans Service Office.
Sure. Well, we are going by appointment only, so they can call us at 920-929-3117, 3157, or 3120, and call to set up that appointment. Our location is 50 North Portland Street, same building as the Aging Disability Resource Center. We're there Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, unless, of course, there's a holiday or a vacation or,
so stuff going on.
yeah. So, but yeah, we're there, willing to meet with anybody as far as veterans benefits are concerned. But don't just stop in. Please give us a call and set up an appointment to come in.
Very good. So let's dive into the topic for the month, the home loan guarantee program. Lots of info I know you wanted to share with us, so I'll let you take the floor. Where do you want to begin?
Well, we'll start with eligibility. So the VA home loan guarantee program, in order to be eligible, you had to there's a number of different requirements for eligibility. One, first and foremost, your character of service has to be other than dishonorable. If you had a bad conduct or an other than honorable, the VA will look at those just like they look at any other benefit on a case-by-case basis. But if it is dishonorable, they're not going to grant eligibility for that. Otherwise, it is when you served and how long you served. So for the most part, if you are served during a period of war, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and 1990 and on, it's generally 90 days of federal active service rather than training. Mm-hmm. Or, it could be less if you were discharged for a service-connected disability. In between those wars, you had to have at least 181 continuous days unless you were discharged for a service-connected disability. Starting on September 8th of 1980, they changed that to 24 continuous months or the full period for which you were called to active duty, at least 181 days or less, again, for a service-connected disability. Starting in August 2nd of 1990, it has pretty much been 24 consecutive months. At least 90 days if you're discharged for hardship, reduction in force, or for convenience of the government, or less than 90 days for that service-connected disability catch-all. Mm-hmm. National Guard and Reserve, 90 days of active federal service for other than training, or 6 creditable years of selected reserve or National Guard, and you had to be honorably discharged, were placed on the retired list, or were transferred to the standby ready reserve, or what a lot of them call the IRR. But if you go into the IRR, you had to have been transferred for honorable service. So, there's a number of folks in the reserve and guard who went into the guard and reserve and a couple of years in thought, I really don't like this, and they stopped going to drills. And the Guard or Reserve put them in the IRR. That, and they finish out their 6 years, and they get a certificate at the end saying they honorably served. That is not going to fly for VA home loan guarantee because they're going to want to see your retirement points worksheet. And if you've got a bunch of zeros because you stopped going to drills and went to the IRR, that's not considered honorable service for the home loan guarantee. So just keep that in mind. Yes, the reserve and guard are eligible, but you have to meet those requirements.
Sure.
So, and the certificate of eligibility, in the olden days, you know, probably 1990 or so, you know, if you applied for your certificate of eligibility directly from the VA, you got this handy-dandy multicolored certificate that, you know, right at the top, certificate of eligibility, VA home loan program. Those are no longer valid. And there's a couple reasons. One, the biggest reason is there would be a vet who would, he went into service, honorably served, you know, say 3 years, got out, you know, and got a certificate of eligibility, and then went back into service a few years later and was discharged under dishonorable character of discharge.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, they've got this certificate. They took it into the bank. And it wasn't until the day of closing that they realized, oh, you're not eligible, and they wasted a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
So now the banks and lending institutions, they want to see a certificate of eligibility dated usually within 90 to 180 days at the most. And what's really changed, we probably haven't done a request for a certificate of eligibility in probably 5 or 6 years at least.
Mm-hmm.
The reason for that is you're going to be doing everything through a bank or a mortgage lender anyway. Any bank that's worth or mortgage lender that's worth its weight in salt is going to be able to just log into the VA with a copy of your discharge and get your certificate of eligibility within minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If we have to do it in our office, we fax it to Minneapolis-St. Paul. And about 6 weeks later, it comes back, and then you can go. You know, if you're looking to buy a house in the next 90 days, that might not work. You know, especially if the bank's calling you every other day saying, mm-hmm. Where's your certificate?
Right.
So it's just easier to do it that way. You know, shop around. Not all banks or mortgage lenders do VA loans, and they also... You know, you're dealing with a bank. The VA, they don't write the loan. They just guarantee the loan.
Mm-hmm.
You're going through a bank or a mortgage institution. So you're going to be looking at their interest rates. But not all of those institutions are going to do VA loans. Some of them don't like them. Some of them have a misconception of the ease of getting the certificate of eligibility and processing the loan. They think it's too hard or they think it's too much paperwork. Everything's online now.
Mm-hmm.
It's very smooth. And, you know, basically if, you know, if they don't want to do it or if they hesitate, you know, just run away as fast as you can.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want your business that much. You know, if they try and steer you away from a VA back to a conventional loan, run away. don't even bother. VA loans are very easy. They're looking for what's best for them, not you.
Sure.
And for a VA home loan, for a veteran, you're not required to put a down payment down. Although if you don't, obviously your monthly payment's going to be that much higher. But you're also not required primary mortgage insurance. And there are some other benefits, especially if you're a disabled vet. The bottom line is you really need to do your shopping, you know, do your research, find, you know, the ones that like to do VA loans.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of them around. You know, we've got, although they're, you know, there's some mortgage institutions, you know, like mortgage brokers that are in the Fond du Lac area.
Mm-hmm.
There's some banks in the area that do VA loans. A lot of the ones that we've heard from lately may not have an office here in Fond du Lac,
mm-hmm.
but they're in the area. You know, DePere, Appleton, Keewaskum, Beaver Dam.
Right.
You know, so there's some mortgage lenders out there. One big thing, if they refer you back to us to get your certificate of eligibility, run away from them. The other thing, if there's a lender out there, whether it's a bank or a mortgage lender, that asks to see any proof of your veteran status or disability benefits other than, you know, your DD-214, or if you're receiving benefits from the VA, your annual summary of benefits, your most recent one. If they ask to see your medical records or what your disabilities are, run away. We know that there's one institution in Fond du Lac area that the veterans have told us they want them to show proof of their disability. All they need is that summary of benefits. If they ask for anything more, they're borderline violating HIPAA privacy laws by asking for anything more than that.
Got it.
So just run away. Can't emphasize that as enough. they're asking for more than they're entitled to.
Right.
Check with a banking institution to see if they process via loans. If they do, ask them what their interest rates are. You're looking for not only the best VA loan you can get, but the lowest interest rate you can get. So shop around. Not all of them in town do them. Some do better than others.
Mm-hmm.
Don't limit yourself to banks. There are mortgage brokers and lenders out there that are very legitimate and want to do VA loans, and they serve our area. And lastly, regarding VA loans, be careful of the online lenders. There's a lot of, especially if you're a veteran and you have it out on the internet that you're a veteran, you're going to get all kinds of mortgage lenders that make themselves sound like they're the VA for one, or they're scams. So do your homework. If you don't do your homework and you get a bad deal, it's really on you. Nobody's going to apologize for that. I'm not going to apologize if you get a bad deal and you didn't do your research. There are some very legitimate online lenders, USAA and Navy Federal Credit Union, who serve only military and veterans, do VA loans.
Right.
And there are some others out there, too. But bottom line, you got to do your homework. Don't settle. Don't let them try and talk you into more information than they really are entitled to.
Sure. Yeah. The flashiest TV commercial isn't always the best one to go with, right?
Yeah. And you got to read the small print. Some of them, the name of their loan company makes it sound like they're the VA. There's like three or four out there that do that. Really run away from them. I can't emphasize that enough. You want the best deal. You want the most legitimate deal, and you don't want to end up in the short end of the stick.
Very good.
Yeah.
Rick, if people have questions, how can they get in touch with the Veterans Service Office?
They can call us at 920-929-3117, 929-3157, 929-3120. They can go online to our web page. It needs to be updated. I know we've gotten a few calls lately that it needs to be updated. We're working on that. Otherwise, we do periodically put stuff out on our department Facebook page. So if you're in Facebook, just do a search for Fond du Lac County Vets, and you'll find a lot of this information that we put out.
Very good. Rick, thanks. Have a great rest of July. We'll talk again next month.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Fond du Lac County Veterans Service Officer Rick Patton joining us here on KFIZ. It's 10:53. Let's go.